I have found Buddhist philosophy and meditation to be so helpful in this life. However, I am challenged by the concept of reincarnation, especially when the texts describe the hell realm, such as hungry ghosts whose throats are so narrow as needle, and cannot pass food or water, or hot realms of fire, or even the god realms of excess desire. This sounds very different from the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path. The concept of reincarnation was around before Buddhism. Can you explain how one should understand reincarnation? Is it literal or myth or what? Gratefully appreciate your words of wisdom. As I just mentioned, I mean that one doesn't need to accept the cosmology if it doesn't make sense, because the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path are sufficient within itself. Having said that, then, but there's also because there tends to be in the West, because it's such an unfamiliar concept, and also there tends to be a strong predilection towards sort of psychologizing the Buddha's teachings, and certainly the Buddha. That's part of the basis of when the Buddha describes right view on a worldly level, on a conventional level, then he talks about there's giving and the fruits of giving. There's this realm and there are other realms. There is father and mother. There is so that the sense of there are these, and there is this. And it's also probably good to clarify, because reincarnation actually means a soul reincarnating in another body, whereas what the Buddha spoke is more like rebirth. That's the conditions that we've set in this life will be a cause as long as we're not fed up. Liberated, then there's the seeds of the next life, because that's what we want to do. That's where we're looking for some place to go, something to do. And just because your body dies doesn't mean that process actually comes to an end. So that. But you don't have to believe that. I mean, that's just what I believe. And again, as I say, Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path are enough for the practice. But when you start looking and you say, well, is it just mythology? I don't think so. And I don't think the Buddha just was telling stories to keep people entertained or distract them. He was describing an aspect of experience that we also have to take into account. Those are... it's worthy of at least holding it as a doubt or I don't know this. It seems the Buddha taught it over in many, many contexts, and was a basic, because the Buddha pointed to the right view on a conventional worldly level is more around the karma and the fruits of karma, which includes the possibility of rebirth. And right view on a transcendent level is the Four Noble Truths itself. That is the basis of, because right view on a conventional level involves, say, a being, an identity, and that has consequences. Whereas